not getting that sound of getting moist.
I was talking about that.
Yeah.
But what about if, let's say your husband's clothes were all worn out, you might tell him, well, my goodness, you need to go to town and buy yourself a
new outfit.
New outfit.
Uh-huh.
You've probably seen some kids playing around, you know, they tend to collect things and stuff them into their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they get so many things in their pockets that the pockets
bulge out.
Yeah. Well, what about talking about clothes? If a shirt is washed in hot water, maybe, it might tend to do what?
Shrink up. And you don't wash complex things in hot water. I don't wash them in hot water, no way.
Would all shirts shrink if you did that to them?
Well, not many shirts shrink now because they're pre-shrunk when you buy them. They are, and they're not much cotton anymore. But back then there was.
It
made out of cotton, and you usually had to pre-shrink it before you made them.
What about talking about dressing? What about if a young girl was getting ready to go out with a boy, she might spend a lot of time in front of a mirror.
Primping.
What about a boy doing the same thing?
Well, now some of them do primp. I don't know about what you can call that.
Okay. What about, you know, the thing that you carry to town with you, carry your money in?
Purse or bag, handbag. That's about all I've ever heard of calling.
Do you have a little one with a clasp on it?
No, a billfold. Change purse.
Change purse.
No, billfold. A lot of people call them billfolders.
Billfolder?
Yeah.
Some women wear these things around their wrist, you know, just for, just to look pretty. Mm-hmm. Say they're wearing a
bracelets.
Just bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
If they're wearing something around them.
Beads or necklace or chains or anything a lot of people do, just different things.
Uh-huh. And men wear these things, you know, to hold up their pants.
Suspenders. Galaxies.
Galaxies.
Yeah.
What about, what do you call the thing, if it's raining outside, you take with you to keep the water off of you?
Umbrellas. Parasol.
Parasol.
Umbrella.
Yeah, he talking about umbrella though, parasol.
Yeah. Umbrella and parasol, mm-hmm. Same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What about at the head of your bed, the thing that you put your head on, you know, to go to sleep, that's your word?
Pillow. I used to pillow.
And what about if you had it's not exactly a pillow, it's a long thing. I guess.
Poster. I've got some. I made me one.
Yes, sir.
That's just that's what they call a long pillow. It's just the width of the bed. That's a bolster. B-O-L-S-T-E-R, bolster.
One side to the other.
That's right.
And if you said it's such a long bolster that it didn't go just part way across the bed, it went
all the way across.
Is yours like that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What about You mentioned bottom land a minute ago, didn't you?
Mentioned what? Bottom land, yeah.
Right. What about, do people around here use the word meta very much?
Meta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that is the pasture land down in the meta, you know, where the cattle graze and, yeah.
Is it any different from a pasture?
No.
Same thing.
About the same thing.
What about different types of soil on the fields?
Well, we have a sandy loam, and we have a what do you call that old sticky gummy land?